Amen. This morning, I first of all want to give God praise for the angel of this church, Apostle Michael Obi, and his dear wife, Keziah. And before I make progress this morning, I will not fail to also recognize the pastors and the leadership of this great commission. And it's not easy, and I didn't just look at it as an easy thing, because by the grace of God, I've been into this work effectively preaching from nation to nation for almost 30 years. And I have pastored the church and still pastoring the church for 20-something years. I knew what it means to hand over a pulpit to someone, because somebody could use 10 minutes to destroy what you have built for 10 years. So that's the reason why we as pastors, we are careful the people or the kind of people we bring to the pulpit. I want to give God praise for his life, for giving me an opportunity to share with God's people. God bless you, sir. And I knew that God is taking this work you are doing from glory to glory. Amen. The Bible said that the spirit of a prophet is under a prophet. But since I got opportunity to share something with you briefly, but let me tell you my experience at the first day I walked into this house. In John chapter 1 verse 51, and that is where the prophecy is. Please, if you can help me put that on the screen, let's look at that prophecy. My experience, this was my experience at the first day I walked into this church. John chapter 1 verse 51. Please, can you help me put that on the screen if you can? God bless you. Oh, wow. All right. And let's read together. One to go. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of the Lord ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, sir, there is going to be, with the moment I walk into this door, through this door on the first day, that was the scripture that came to me. God said that heaven of this ministry is getting more open. And there is something that are happening that most of you don't take note of. And that's the reason when I heard the apostle talking about a shift, I said, Lord, this is your word. The day he came back, I mean from the day he was, that was should be last Sunday, right? Last Sunday. And he was talking about a shift. I said, God, this is it. God said, ye shall see heaven open. The angels of the Lord ascending and descending. And the question should be, why is the angel not descending and they are ascending? Because in every commission, there is an angel God has given to each commission. And these angels are the angels who sees, who hears. And the word of the Lord said, they are taking report back to heaven, and they are bringing back answers to everyone under this commission. And something that seems impossible is about to happen in this great commission. Sir, this work will grow from strength to strength. This work will grow from glory to glory. The enemy will never have his way. In the name of Jesus Christ, everyone say, amen. Father, we thank you. The word of the Lord said in Psalms 119 verse 130, that the entrance of God's word bringeth light, understanding unto the simple. This morning, let the entrance of your word give us understanding. Talk to us. That's what we need. And your name alone will be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray, everyone say, amen. Amen. This morning, or in the while I was praying in the middle of the night, asking God, what do I share with God's people? I knew that this church, for a few days or a few time of being in this church, I discovered that this church is a teaching church. Are you listening to what I'm saying here? It's a church, is a teaching church. And I believe that God will give me grace to teach. Praise the Lord. But if you see me going up, just pardon me. But I'll do as possible as I can just to teach what the Lord had laid in my heart to share with you. So while I was praying, God said to me, in the course of the prayer, God said, I am not responsible of your failure. So this morning I'll be speaking to you on this topic. God is not responsible of your failure. God is not responsible of your failure. I have seen and have heard so many people talk to me. I have seen people say things. And most of the times we bring the problem we have caused for ourselves. We push it to God as if God is our problem. When I heard the word, God said to me, I am not responsible. I said, God, what are you talking about? He said, just share the word the way I have put it in your spirit. God said, I am not responsible of your failure. Why? Let's quickly consider what I call point one. I said here, your tomorrow's success depends on how well you manage your today. Why do we fail? Why is it that God is never responsible for our failure? It's because that God has blessed a day. God has given us a day. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no bad day God have made. Psalm says, blessed be the name of the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Psalm 68 verse 19, put that on the screen. Blessed be the name of the Lord who daily, it means that every day, God has loaded each day with benefits that can make you become, that can be able to help you build your tomorrow. Because the harvest you are looking for tomorrow is outcome of your investment in your today. I don't know if you get what I just said here now. If you are looking for a better tomorrow, it must be determined by what you are able to do on the day God have given to you. I want to tell the church that God did not create and will never create an empty day. Amen, amen. Oh, you didn't understand. Some say, this is the day the Lord has made that we shall be glad and rejoice in it. It means that there is no bad day. If you call it a bad day, it means that that is what you name it. For whatsoever Adam called them in Genesis, that is what they became. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Every day God has given to us, each time you wake up and you look up and see a new day, that day is a day the Lord have made that you should be glad. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, you got to be glad. You got to be glad. There is no empty day. Every day is a blessed day. Every day is anointed day. Any day God have given to you, there is expectation that God is waiting to see you manifest. Amen. The problem we have in life is our inability to manage our today. The way you handle today will determine the kind of harvest you are going to enjoy tomorrow. Do you understand what I just said here?
You can wake up all through the day, you have no program. That is the problem we have in this Christian faith, that we see so much force in this kingdom. Who wakes up, they don't actually know what the program of their day. The Bible says in Job, put that on the screen if you can, sister. Job chapter 38, verse 12. He said, have you commanded your day? Any day you did not command, we command you. Do you get what I just said here now? Any day you wake up, you didn't command any day to be what you needed to be. That day we command you. So the only way to take dominion over that day God has given is your ability to command that day. Some people wake up in the morning, they can't even pray. Some people wake up in the morning, they don't know the next program in the next 1 hour. They don't have a program for the day. They don't have any meeting for the day. They just wake up and they are just there. They are just there. And the day seems to be wasted. In the book of Psalms 90 verse 12, David said, Lord, help us, teach us to number our days. Because when our days are numbered, when God helps us to number our days, we will discover that our day is given to us so that we can produce something better. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply it to wisdom. You don't sit from morning to night, and at the end of the day, you cannot give account of what you have achieved, either for God, for yourself, or for your family. Oh, it's a bad day. Look at somebody, say, God can never give you a bad day. Are you listening to what I'm saying here? Say it one more time. Say, God can never give you a bad day. A bad day, whatever way. Hallelujah. Amen. God is not committed to give anyone a day that is not productive. Every day God has given to man is given to you for something. Some people love sleeping almost 15 hours, 14 hours. Ask your neighbor, why are you wasting those hours sleeping? When you will soon listen to me, you need to apply your heart to wisdom in the day God has made available for you, because you got a lot of time to sleep. When you die, you will sleep all through. So why are you wasting the day sleeping when God expects you to walk, when God expects you to go out there and reach out to those who are looking, who are waiting to receive Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior? Romans 8, 19 said the earnest expectation of the creation are waiting for the manifestation, revealing of the sons of God. What can you give? Have you ever commanded your day? And tell your day what it should be. Men who cannot command their day will always command them. That's the reason why we have to be very careful. You are experiencing hard time, poverty in your life, not because there is any demon after your life. Many a times we created our dryness. We created our emptiness. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4, put that on the screen if you can. The Bible said, a lazy man cannot blow. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? A lazy man cannot do what? Blow. Because he will always have something to complain about. He said, for the reason of cold. And when others are enjoying their harvest, he said, such a person. We have what? We have nothing. Let me tell you, church, most at times what we are placing on devil or on God, if devil is here, are you hearing me? It's to be here now, present. It will say, God, you know, the day that thing happened, I wasn't there. Look at the way this woman is using the whole problem to put on my head. Probably devil may have been in France, when the thing happened. Why? Because you didn't do what is necessary. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let any day God have given to you to be wasted without something that is tangible. You could look at and say, this is what my day have been able to produce. Because if there's any testimony, if there's any blessings I need to enjoy tomorrow, it must be outcome of what I was able to do today. If you cannot manage where you're today, it becomes impossible to enjoy the harvest of tomorrow. Stop blaming God. Stop putting what God is saying to you, no, I'm not responsible. Stop putting it to God. Oh God, why? Look at Daniel. Daniel just came into the church and Daniel is blessed. What you should ask your question, what is Daniel doing that I am not doing? Father, I have been in this church for 20 years. Lord, I have been in this church for 30 years. Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you, church? It doesn't matter how long you have been in the church. What matters is what you are able to do with the opportunity God has given to you. Apostle is not the owner of the church. Apostle is only a caretaker. God brought you in. And he has given you ministry. Are you hearing me? Under him. That's why it's very difficult when God brought you under him to create your own ministry. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is someone listening to what I'm saying? What I do tell my pastors. I say, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I know you will not be with me forever. But one thing, so that you will not bring problem upon your head. I say, anytime you are tired or God has spoken to you to leave, come to me. I will pray for you. I will release you. Don't hide under the church. Causing problems. You think you are killing the ministry of the man or you are destroying the man at the head of the affair. No, it is all about God. God is no respecter of any man. It doesn't matter who you are. It's either you are cold or you are cold or you are hot. You must choose who you should be. You must choose your position. In Christ, in wherever God has planted your feet. If someone listens to what I'm saying, don't be a destroyer, but be a blessing. That's why God brought you here. Help me touch your neighbor, say, be a blessing. Come on, talk to your neighbor, say, be a blessing. God did not bring you here to sit and warm the chairs. God brought you here so that when he look at you, he can be able to be proud of the kind of ministry he has given to you under the ministry of the apostle. We must be very careful when we begin to see. Let me say this. I want to help you, church. I want to help you, church. Let me say this to you. If you don't honor the grace of God upon this man's life and his wife, if you don't honor the grace of this vision, I want to encourage you. Stop pretending because you can be here for the next 40 years. The grace of this commission will never be seen in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying here? And what do you do? That's why you must be very careful. Understand that the Lord did not bring you here by accident. He brought you here for a purpose. Why? God knew there is a ministry he has given to his servant. And he knew that ministry had been ordained to be a blessing to your life and family. And that is why, if God did it, hear me say this, you don't choose your pastor. God gives you your pastor. He said in Jeremiah, I will give you pastor according to my word. According to my deed. You don't choose your pastor. I know you can say, if they don't, I can walk away after all. No board can hold me back. Yes, you can walk away. But let me tell you, if this is where God has planted your feet, it doesn't matter where you go. Until you return back to your place of blessing, there are grace you will never enjoy. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? There are grace you will never enjoy. Please! Whatever ministry God has given to you in this commission, be faithful. You didn't understand. You didn't hear me well. I said, be what? Faithful. Don't take advantage of that position to do what God will never love or will never like. Stop boasting. You are just a prayer warrior coordinator. Man, you don't see anybody. You don't see anybody. Oh, and look at him. Oh, she boasting. If I didn't pray, if I have not been praying, nothing will happen here. If I have not been, you know, playing the drum, nothing will happen here. If I have not been playing the keyboard, nothing will happen here. My brother, the word of the Lord said, is there in 1 Corinthians 4, 7, and he said, is there anything you have received, you have, that you did not receive? And the word of God said, if you receive it, why are you boasting about it? Anything that God placed on your head, he places on that grace on your head because of the ministry he has given to you under this commission. Be careful how you manage that position. Be careful how you boast it. Let me say, share this quickly. If I give you point two, then I will get out of your way. I have a young sister many years ago in our church back in Africa. This sister, I knew I raised her up. She couldn't sing before. But because we are called encouragers, we all do, to all we do is to encourage people, you know, to be able to, you know, exercise the ministry the Lord has put in their hand through our ministry. So, began to train her. Suddenly, she became a very good singer. She could, whenever she sings, takes mic, something begins to happen. But one day, that thing enters into her head. This young sister cannot come to practice when others are practicing. She feels in the church, no matter what happens, whether she is here very late, the church will still wait for her. Oh, my goodness. And one day, I was sitting in the church. Why, as my apostle was sitting, and I saw her walking into the church. I went and sat at the back, and I saw the ushers coming to tell her, where you are sitting is not where you need to sit. Go to the choir seat. And she was bragging. Why she was doing that, I grew, there was a kind of anger in me. I said, God, whatever grace you have placed upon her, because of this ministry, Lord, let that be a transfer. From the day Ahithophel decided to use the ministry God have given to him against David, what did David say? Father, turn his what? Wisdom into what? Foolishness. I said, God, do it. And suddenly what happened was, before you know it, she came to the choir seat. At the end of the day, she was giving mic. And when she picked up the mic to sing, nobody was responding. She struggled and struggled. Nobody was responding. And suddenly, no. She didn't come that day. So what they did, when the time was so close for someone to sing, they just called one brother out of the, among the choir, said, sing, my dear. When the person took the mic, come and see the power of God. The next Sunday, what happened that day made her to come early next Sunday. Next Sunday, she was given mic. As soon as mic was given to her, she struggled and struggled. Nobody felt any impact because the glory had been departed. The oil and grace has left her. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When God has given you something, learn how to make good use of it, because the impact you are able to make today will be able to save your tomorrow. Take this point too, and that's where I'm going to stop. Number two, be careful. Be careful over the things you say. Help me touch your neighbor. Say, be careful over what you say. It's very important. Church have lost that understanding. That's why you speak the way you speak. And there's something you didn't know, that what you say goes to your tomorrow to create what you want for your tomorrow. Proverbs chapter 18, quickly. Help me put that on the screen, verse 21. And the Bible said the life and death, the death and life is in the power of what? Where? It's where? In the power of what? The tongue. Death and life. Proverbs 18, 21. It's in the power of the tongue. And the Bible said, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What do you say every day you wake up concerning your tomorrow? What do you say about your children? What do you say about your family? What do you say about your marriage? Because what you say has power to kill and has power to make alive. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, the Bible said, through faith we understand that the world we are in was put together by the word of God. In John chapter 6, verse 63, the Bible said, the words that we speak, they are life. They are spirit and they are life. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you are your problem. And God said he's not responsible. And I tell you, if you be careful, don't stop talking anyhow. Help me talk to somebody. Say, stop talking anyhow. Say that one more time. Say, stop talking anyhow. We wake up, we say what we want to say. We fail to understand that what we say is that word is a seed. It has a way of traveling into our tomorrow and establishing either failure or success for us. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 37, he said, you are taken by the word of your mouth, and you are also condemned by what you say. You are justified by what you say. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And you are taken by what you say. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. Look at this scripture. Then I give you more one and I'm done. Proverbs 21, 23. If you can put that on the screen, I would like to read it. I didn't just want to say it. Please, if you can, help me and do that. Oh, Lord Jesus, we give you glory. Amen. Everybody look up. Do you see where the problem is? You talk too much. Help me talk to neighbor. Say, neighbor, you talk too much. You talk too much. Go! Hey, listen. He said, who's? So keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from many what? From troubles. God told you about something. It has not come into manifestation. Everybody in America and in Africa has had, or any nation have heard about it. We are in a world where media is doing more harm than impacting our life. We have no secret anymore. No one can keep secret. Even God himself, the Bible said that law is, he doesn't reveal his secret for everybody. He said his secret is for those who knows. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God keeps secret. It's because you talk too much. Oh, you didn't know. Everybody knows everything. And that's why if they want to trap you, they trap you. Oh, you will take the blame and, oh God, why? Where are you? This thing happened to me. No, it is you, not God. What have you said about your tomorrow that is affecting you today? I mean, what have you said in your yesterday that is affecting your today? Be careful what you say. What you say has a way of either making you to live or making you to die. Let me say this testimony, then I will call it a day. A young man and his wife came for prayer. When the pastor said, how many of you, if you believe, you are believing God for a miracle and you need prayer, come out. And everyone came out, though they are sick. And this man and his wife came out. And the wife, and him and his wife have not given birth for almost 20 years of their marriage. And then, while the prayer was going on, the pastor said, lay your hands wherever you are feeling your pain.
He said, if you need a child, lay your hand on your stomach. Then if you are sick, lay your right hand on your head. And then this lady lay her two hands on her stomach. Then the husband was standing beside her and opened his eyes and looked at the woman, laying hands on her stomach. The husband gently took her hand and put it in her mouth. And the lady didn't understand. She put it back. The husband opened eyes again and saw her and took the hand and put it in her mouth. He said, honey, what is going on? He said, my problem is not the child. My problem is your mouth. You talk too much. Why? The thing just entered. Everybody around her knew that something has entered. You didn't know there are many people that won't be happy to hear any good news about your life. Oh, I just miss it. What do you miss? I just missed it. Before you know it, in the next 3 weeks, you lose the baby. There is no blessing you allow to mature. You use your mouth, destroy it before it comes into manifestation. My prayer for everyone is that today, God will help you. God will help us to be able to know how to manage our words. Because we are what we say. Whatever you say, that is what it had what Numbers 14 said is, as I heard you speak, so shall I do to you. Lastly, Job 15:6. Job 15:6. Put that on the screen. Can we see that? What happened? Can we read together? I want to go. Thy own mouth condemned thee, and not I. God is saying, what condemns you is not me. I'm not involved. Your problem, you created it because of what, how you talk. You are on phone that for more than 3 hours. And some people, when you ask them to stand and pray, just only 5 minutes, they are tired. You could see some of those people in Africa. After service, especially some women, they will carry their bag. And they will stand and talk for 2 hours. But these are the people. For 5 minutes, they could not stand in the church to pray. My prayer for everyone in this house is that God will give you understanding. What do you want to be tomorrow? Prepare for it today. Do you need a better husband? Prepare today. The Bible said Jotham became great because he prepared his way before the Lord his God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 27 verse 6. So whatever you want to be and enjoy tomorrow, do all you can to invest well today. Rise on your feet, everybody. God is not our problem. If you can zip your mouth a little bit. Some of us, it remains when you are in the toilet. I don't know what you call it. Toilet, no. Is it toilet? Restroom. Sorry about that. I shared with them quickly. I said, when I came to this place, America, for the first time, I was preaching in Texas. A very fine lady walked out of the congregation after service. I was still standing in the altar. She was saying, I love your pant. She was coming towards me. I like your pant. In Africa, what we call pant is underwear. So I never knew. The first thing I did when I heard her say, I like your pant, the first thing I did is to look at myself. If there is any opening anywhere. Once there was no opening, I said, God, this must be a devil. And she kept on boldly coming towards me. I used my right hand and put on the altar. Was flicking the blood. I said, whatever way you manage to see what I put in, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Just take me. When sometimes I may not call it what you call it. But everyone, lift up your hand. I give you 2 prayer points and I'm done. One prayer you're going to pray, Father, help me to manage my day. Lord, may my day never be wasted in my hand anymore.
Job said, teach us to number our days so that we can apply our heart to wisdom. Heavenly Father, every day I understood in this service there is no wasted day. Every day you have given, you have loaded it with benefit. You are loaded with blessing. Lord, this is the day you have made that I should be glad and rejoice in it. Lord, give me grace to be able to manage my day. Lord, help me to manage my day. Lord, may no day be wasted in my life anymore. I don't have much to live on this world. Some of you 100 years, some of you 90 something, some of you 1+. But I tell you that when you understand how to manage your day, you'll be happy that you did. Next prayer. Father, help me to zip my mouth. I lose that job because of the way I talk. Lord, I lost that marriage because of the way I talk. Father, help me to zip my mouth. That from today I came to understand that you told me that you are not my problem. Lord God, you are not responsible of my failure. That thing that is happening in my life. Lord, you are telling me right now that you are not responsible. I am. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We give you glory for your word. It is your desire to see us succeed. Jeremiah said, the thought the Lord has for us is the thought of good to give us our expected end. Proverbs 23:18, it said there is an end. For our expectations will never be cut off. My prayer for everyone who have received the word is that you will help us to be able to manage our day. Lord, we use our mouth to curse our day, which you have made. And your expectations in that day is for us to rejoice and be glad. Lord, don't allow the enemy to use us to corrupt our day. Bless every soul in this house. Make us effective in your vineyard. Let everyone's ministry you have given because of this commission not die in our hands. Give us grace that we shall grow from strength to strength. Father, bless this commission. Lord, this commission will grow from glory to glory. Lord, if you talk about open heaven, Lord, no man can stop it. In Revelation, you say you will open door that no man will close. Lord, for this great commission, open a door that no man will close in our lives, in our families. Lord, every marriage that is down, we pray for healing. Lord, anyone, his or her children have been a liability, we pray from this life altar. Lord, let there be visitation. Touch those families. Touch every marriage that is about to fall apart. Lord, restore back those who have missed it. We give you glory because of what you are doing and what you are about to do. We are grateful because you have helped us this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. I want to say I love you. And one more time before I step out, I want to say, sir, I am so grateful. Thank you. God bless you. God bless your wife. And sincerely from my heart, the Lord you have served sincerely will never leave you nor forsake you. There is nothing that is in your heart than this work. And God, who knows how it is in your heart, that God will honor you, sir. Church, put your hands together to make sure that the work God has put in the hand of this man will never die in his hands. Let me say this. I'm not saying this for me to come again. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. After now, this week, I'm leaving back to visit Florida, then back to Africa to continue my work. No, but I'm telling you what I'm telling you from the Spirit.
you are at the right place. If it is not, I will tell you. By the time I say one or two things, you will know. Then you will find your way. But I tell you, you are at the right place. And my prayers, right things will happen to you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.